Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Casey Ryback. I'm calling from Cruises. I was looking for a Mike.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
I'm good. What's this regarding?
Well, we have your information down that you did a sunset cruise last month with us in Mexico.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
What is this about?
Oh, I'm getting to that. One of our crew members took a picture of you and your significant other kissing on the bow of the boat, and we just wanted to get your permission to post it on our Facebook page.
No. No. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, did you say
don't?
You said no?
No. That very clearly no. Do not post that.
I don't see why you wouldn't want that picture posted. It's really a great
picture.
Because
it's private. It doesn't matter. I don't care what the sunset was like. I'm not going to be a part of it.
But I think it's a beautiful memory for you and your significant other, I would think.
Well, how about we keep those memories and you don't make them public for the rest of the world, okay? So, just no.
Now I'm sort of embarrassed.
Why?
Well, I didn't think you would be opposed to this, so we've had the picture up for a few days now.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. I had no idea you'd react like this.
Where did you put it up? You have to take it down right now. Take it off of line. Just take it down.
It's a beautiful picture, though. I don't understand why you're...
Listen, you don't get to put people's pictures up just because you're a moron and you're an idiot, okay? Stop it and take it down.
But you saw us taking pictures on that cruise. I wish you would have told us then not to take your picture.
Yeah, but nobody said that it was going to be on Facebook and that you were going to put it online. So take it down right now. It's really important that you do that.
How about this?
Right now.
How about this? You have a very unique last name. It was easy to find you on Facebook. Why don't I just tag you in the picture?
You're not going to tag me on Facebook.
Why are you getting so angry, sir?
Because this is my own personal, private stuff. You're not allowed to just post it online, you idiot.
What if
I went into your house and just started posting your pictures all over the place? Yeah, that's not how it works.
Well, but if it was a beautiful picture from a vacation I had with my girlfriend, I would love it.
Take it down now, you idiot.
I guess I shouldn't ask you for permission for the next thing, then.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, we want to make it the cover picture on our website, and a travel magazine was even interested.
How many times do I have to tell you? I will sue you for everything you're worth. Oh. If you sell that picture to a magazine, I swear to God, your company will go under. I will ruin your life. Do you understand that, you idiot?
We weren't going to sell it. We just were going to give it to them. We weren't going to try to make any money.
You're not allowed to give shit. I will sue you, the company, your family. I will ruin your life. Do you understand me?
Sir, I am so sorry. You sound really angry about this, and I don't
even... Take it down right now. Do not hang up. Go online and tell me when you've taken it down. Do it right now.
Well, I do know this. Sometimes it can be a couple's decision. What if I tag your girlfriend in it, and then we get her opinion?
You don't even know who my girlfriend is, you idiot. The reservation was under my name, so you don't know.
Yeah, but her name is Erica, right? Or is it Carmen? I get those two names confused. I'm sorry.
What did you just say to me?
Well, I was just wondering, who's your girlfriend? Is it Erica or is it Carmen?
How the hell do you know that?
Oh, because your girlfriend Erica emailed me to call you.
Erica emailed the cruise line? She wasn't even with me.
So would that be Carmen that was with you in the picture then? And not your girlfriend? This whole thing has gotten really, really confusing.
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm not really messing with you, but my name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and your girlfriend Erica set you up for a prank phone call.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she said that she knows that you cheated on her on this cruise in Mexico, and she wanted to break the news to you in a prank phone call. Hey.
Dude, I don't know if you think this is funny to go into people's private business and put it on the radio.
Well, I didn't do it, though. Your girlfriend did it. She asked me to do it.
Yeah, well, you're the one who put it on the radio. You're a terrible human being who ruins people's lives. I hope that you enjoy your job.
I didn't take another woman on a Mexican cruise.
Oh, you don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm gonna hire a private detective. I'm going to stalk you.
Hey, go for it. I'm pretty open about my life. Hey, your girlfriend also said not to ever contact her again.
You know what? I'm going to ruin you. You won't even have a job by the time this week is over. You hear me?
Okay, cool, man. Well, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. You have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.